Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The head of Milwaukee's lead abatement program has been suspended for mismanagement. And after the signing of the Hmong Veterans Service Recognition Act last month, Hmong veterans are now entitled to full military honors and burial in U.S. national cemeteries. A local Hmong community leader, Say Dang Song, who was a colonel during the Vietnam War, received a full military burial yesterday and is the first Hmong vet at Forest Home Cemetery in Milwaukee. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Governor Walker will sign a new law today that puts limits on the state's welfare programs and commits to spending tens of millions of dollars for training and work requirements in an effort to force more people into the labor force. A group of shopping mall owners has come forward with a bid to buy bankrupt retailer Bon-Ton Stores, the parent company of the Boston store. And the Brewers beat the Cardinals last night 5-4 in 10 innings. The second game of that three-game series is tonight in St. Louis. Here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Governor Walker will sign a new law today that puts limits on the state's welfare programs and commits to spending tens of millions of dollars for training and work requirements in an effort to force more people into the labor force. And a series of murals at Milwaukee's State Office Building, created by a pioneering feminist artist celebrating the Wisconsin landscape and made of rare marble and 24-karat gold, are now in jeopardy since that building is now for sale. Here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A picture posted on the Instagram account of the Dalai Lama early today shows the Tibetan spiritual leader wearing a Green Bay Packers hat, holding a football, and meeting with Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers presented the items to the Dalai Lama on a philanthropic trip to India with his girlfriend Danica Patrick. And the Bucks beat the Magic last night 102-86. Their last game of the regular season is tomorrow night in Philadelphia. And here's the weather. Outside today, increasing clouds, then mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s, partly sunny tomorrow, highs around 50 degrees. For Thursday, partly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.